This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, America. How are you?
And now, from the studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense, the only show dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, America, class is now in session. Right here, right now. Let's welcome this week's host.
Jim Brown here with Leo Honeycutt. Leo, welcome to the second hour of our show. We're having a good time today, aren't we?
Yeah, we're having a great time, learning a lot of good stuff, a lot of good information.
Now, look, we have got to talk a little bit about basketball. I don't know how many basketball fans we have out there, but we had the Final Four.
North Carolina.
North Carolina won a one-point victory last night in a real tough-fought game over Oregon. And then you had South Carolina that was kind of the Cinderella team trying to win, but they were beat by Gonzaga. Gonzaga's a perennial power. Gonzaga's never been in the Final Four. So tomorrow night, Monday night, you got North Carolina playing Gonzaga for the national championship. North Carolina starts as a two-point favorite. And going to be fascinating if you're a basketball fan. The money I hear betting is just overwhelming, which Leo brings up an interesting point. We've got now in professional football the Oakland Raiders moving to Las Vegas.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Las Vegas has always been off limits for any professional sports because of all the betting going on out there. But now you've got casinos located on Indian reservations all over the country, up on the east and west coast. Of course, Louisiana is a mecca for casino gambling. And so as a consequence, it looks like that sports betting is going to become more and more the wave of the future, and you're going to see it legalized in more and more states. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of the riverboat gambling and so much of this gambling nationwide, but it looks like it's a fact of life and it's going to come. So I would imagine you're going to have legalized sports betting where states already have gambling. You take this, our home state of Louisiana, they got legalized horse racing. You've got video poker machines. You've got casinos. And so you've got an awful lot of ways to bet legally. And I'm sure you'll be able to go into the horse racing establishments or go into the casinos and be able to go, as you can in Las Vegas, go up on the board and vote on them.
You know, it's hard to believe that just 15 years ago when the 49ers came to play the Saints in the Superdome, they were booked into a hotel and the NFL said, oh, no, you've got to move to another hotel because that hotel is too close to a casino.
Too close to the casino downtown there. All right. So, well, it looks like the wave of the future, and I don't fully agree to it. You've got interesting scenarios throughout this country on borderlines. You've got Lake Charles, Louisiana, and Shreveport, Louisiana are booming casino towns, not because of all the interest in Louisiana, but because of Texas. People by the hundreds of thousands flock in, and Texas is losing a lot of revenue of it. So I just think it's inevitable that Texas is going to legalize casino gambling.
I wonder how it is. How do you think that they've managed to keep that out of Texas?
Well, there's a strong religious fervor in rural Texas to say we just don't want to allow this kind of thing in Texas.
Well, you have that across the South. You have a lot of fundamentalists, and they still have the casinos that went in.
And you have that in, say like Louisiana and Mississippi.
Mississippi. Mm-hmm.
Mississippi is just wide open if you're up around Memphis. Most of all those Tennessee folks where it's not legal all flock to the northern part around Oxford, up in that area. There's a huge flow of casinos.
On an Indian reservation, too, by the way.
Then you go down to the Gulf Coast, and Mississippi says, look, as long as we find you financially solvent and you can carry on the business, we don't care. We're not going to limit licenses, and the whole Mississippi Gulf Coast is loaded with casinos. Florida's got to be next. I go over to a place called Beau Rivage, one of the really nice casinos in the Gulf South, and it's very similar to any hotel in Las Vegas. And you go in the parking lot, and there's all kinds of Florida cars in the parking lot that drive over there. Well, Florida's losing a lot of revenue, so I think Texas, Florida, you've got legalization in New Jersey, but in New Jersey, so much of it comes from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And so does it mean, and New York has Indian casinos now, so any event.
I think the next big place is going to be Havana.
Oh, yeah, well, gosh. great scenes from The Godfather,
right,
to where Michael Corleone goes down to the casinos down that way.
That's right.
And that used to be a mecca for Floridites and so many other folks down that way. Leo, I'm old school. When I was first starting out with my family, Sundays were blue laws. Nothing was open on Sundays.
Right.
You couldn't, bars couldn't sell a drink anywhere after 12 o'clock at night, any day of the week, couldn't sell at all on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday was the day when you just kind of hung out with your family. We've got our listeners right now on their way home from church or going to the camp. It was a day of hanging out with your family and doing things. You didn't have malls. Now the kids all go to the malls and text all their friends. And dad's looking for a bass boat or a car or one of the local dealerships. Ships, all that are open now, and it's just a whole different world.
Or watching the Final Four.
Well, but you do that with your family. But
right.
That's fine.
That's
great. That's the kind of thing you should be doing, and not hanging out at the mall or shopping and all the traffic.
Now everything is open, you're right, except Chick-fil-A.
That's right. The owner of Chick-fil-A doesn't want it to be open, huh?
It's on Sunday.
Yeah, well, he's doing a heck of a business Monday through
through Saturday.
Hobby Lobby's owns, but
you're right.
Quite a religious individual. But I don't think that Hobby Lobby is open
on Sunday.
At least on Sunday, yeah.
Hmm.
Any event, there's still some older attributes that hold that line where today, you know, with...
Well, it used to be Sunday was a very special day of the week. It was a special day for families, and now we don't have that. It's just like every other day now. And look at how much better our world is.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, look at how great things are today compared to how they were back in the 70s. I just wish we had moved so fast. That's supposed progress. We've got to deal with it. In some parts of the country, you live a little slower pace, and so that's why it's appealing to a lot of people to move there. But in most cities, it's pretty much wide open on Sundays now. And as I say, the flow of casino gambling coming on is going to be a wave of the future, whether we like it or not.
I remember I went to lunch with somebody on a Sunday brunch, and they said, you know, this is, you know, it's just horrible that people have to work on Sunday. People should not work on Sunday. And I said, well, we're sitting at a restaurant, and it's because of us that they are working on Sunday.
Well, you're right. And I also understand the 24-hour workflow. It's not 8 to 5 Monday through Friday anymore, especially in some industrial areas where your plants, the investment plants are so huge, those plants operate 24 hours a day. So there's an entire workforce in the medical community. Look at the hospital growth that's taken place in this country. Well, those folks are on 24 hours a day, so many of them are work during the day, and they're off, you know, they get off at midnight, and they're still a little hyped up. They want to go to a Walmart or someplace like that to shop and want to get something to eat. And that's the 24 cycle that we're living in this world today. So I think the economics of such, to keep us running, you've got to allow a certain degree of that. I just wish it wasn't as consumed as it has been or is now,
right,
compared to how we used to live.
And if you get to go over to Europe and hang out there for any length of time, you realize the Europeans aren't quite on the treadmill that Americans are. The Europeans, especially the French, the Spanish, maybe not so much the British, but the French and Spanish really take their time. The Italians, they eat late. They get up late in Spain. They take a siesta between like noon and 2 to 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but then they'll stay open until 10 o'clock at night. But they eat late, and the pace is much slower than over here. And they laugh at us. They say, you know, it is the most productive society on the face of the earth, but they're killing themselves to be productive.
But everybody wants to come to America.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
So, well, the great thing is it's a choice factor. You can decide to move into a smaller community that has a much stronger religious flavor, where the local stores don't open. That's just your choice. And we have not been quite as mobile as maybe we should be in making those choices, quite frankly. Hey, it's Jim Brown and Leo Honeycutt, The Common Sense Show. Our website is radiocommonsense.com. Got a lively hour to go. Don't leave us. We've still got a lot of things to talk about. You can sign up, by the way, for a weekly newsletter with us. We'll send you a notice about who our guests are. Again, that's radiocommonsense.com. commonsense.com. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a little pause. Leo needs to kind of stand up and stretch a little bit. I don't. I'm tireless.
Thank you.
We're going to freshen up your coffee and be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Leo Honeycutt is here with me. You know, we were talking about what you do on weekends, and Leo was laughing at me. He can't go back this far. I remember, back when I was a kid, we're talking about what you do on the weekends and what options you have. And I thought about this yesterday. My darling little six-year-old niece was over. We had a family christening yesterday, and my six-year-old niece is over. She's got her iPad, and she's doing things on the iPad. She's six, got her own iPad. When I was growing up, Leo, when I was 6, 7 years old, we lived up in Kansas City, Missouri, and the highlight of my Saturday, my weekend, on Saturday, I'd get my Schwinn, I had one of those Schwinn black bicycles.
Wow.
I'd ride it up to the Sears store, just didn't have to worry about being stolen. Of course, nobody stole anything then. I'd go to the local Sears store, my mother gave me a nickel. I'd buy a bag of popcorn, go up to the Sears TV department. I'd sit down about 9 o'clock and watch Hopalong Cassidy and Gene Autry and all the great old westerns that came on, and that was the highlight of my Saturday. Then Sunday, we'd go to church. Everybody went to church twice a day. You go Sunday morning and
Sunday night. Yep.
Yeah. So coming home Sunday, on the way home, we'd stop at the local ice cream store. I don't know what the name. It was some chain, but it wasn't a Baskin Robbins. I don't know what it was back those years ago. And Dad would buy half a gallon of hand-packed chocolate chip ice cream.
Man.
Then we'd go home and turn on the radio and listen to Blondie and Dagwood.
Wow.
One of the comedians,
Bob Hope?
It wasn't Bob Hope. It was, I'll tell you here in a second, maybe it was on for a show.
Well, I don't go back that far.
That's right. And we'd eat our ice cream and listen to the radio.
Right.
Because, you know, nobody could afford it. The few TVs, nobody could afford anything like
that. And if you had
Jack
a TV.
Jack Benny.
Oh, well.
Now, there's of all of our millions and millions of listeners out there right now, Leo, a small percentage of them that can relate to me and know what I'm talking about.
Right. Jack Benny, the mentor of Johnny Carson.
Exactly right.
He loved Jack Benny.
He had his pauses, his comedy.
Even when he had a TV show later in the 1950s and 60s, you know, and one of his signature things was every store he went into, it wound up being the same character, but he would see him from the back of his head, and he would walk up and go, "Oh, sir," and the guy would turn around and it was the same guy.
Yes!
That's right. That's right. It was so many side gags. But
Alice was his wife? Was it Alice, I think, was his wife? That he had
I think on. You're thinking of the Honeymooners now.
No. That's much. That's for youngsters, you know, that grew up with the Honeymooners. Yeah, I was beyond that. Way beyond Jackie Gleason.
Jackie Gleason.
To the moon, Alice! My point is that we found interesting ways to entertain ourselves. We were happy with life. There was a nice pace. Everybody had one car. Nobody had two cars.
Right. It's a lot slower. Oh, like Andy Griffith, Mayberry type deal. Yeah.
No air conditioning, of course. There's no air conditioning. You kind of had a fan, and you slept pretty much in your underwear just on the bed. And life, I'll tell you another one of my great pleasures was, there was a garage. We lived on the second floor of this little apartment, and at the garage beyond me, the pigeons would come out. And I'd climb up in the garage and throw bread out there. And I'd take a box, and I'd put a stick under the box so the box kind of stood up.
Right, so you could catch them.
Tied a rope to the stick, put it all across the driveway to my bedroom. And I'd sit there for hours just hoping a pigeon would come. So, and then when I actually caught one every now and then I panicked. Now what am I going to do? I guess the point was we found ways to occupy ourselves in a healthy environment, fun, interesting ways. Just didn't pick up an iPad. I mean, I wasn't the captive of the iPad or the cartoons or anything.
Do you know now when you go off and leave your cell phone, you freak out? I mean, it's like that's just an appendage now. Isn't it crazy? And you're right, on those wonderful Sunday afternoons, you didn't really have anything to do, maybe catch up on homework, maybe watch TV, and you only had one or two choices in television. You know, so if there wasn't something on CBS, NBC, or ABC, you just didn't watch it.
That's right. You didn't have. Well, Leo, when you were broadcasting up in Monroe, Louisiana, I was at that time, I was a practicing lawyer in a little town called Faraday, the notorious home of Jerry Lee Lewis and Mickey Gilly and
Jimmy Swaggart.
Jimmy Swaggart, General Claire Chennault, all kinds of. And Jim Brown. I was one of the notorious ones from up there. But anyway, the only TV station I could get was your station up in Monroe.
Right.
That would come through. And if there's weather, I didn't even get that. So you got one TV. And on what was on Saturday? There wasn't much, or Sunday, wasn't much on.
Well, you had Roy Rogers, Dale Evans. You know, you had Sky King. You had there's a number of things. I remember those days quite well.
Well, they're long gone. And now it's all the go to the movies, to the super monsters.
Go to the movies. You don't have to go anywhere. You just pick up your iPhone. You can turn it on right there. You can see almost anything. In fact, I'm just, my personal beliefs, we're just too connected. I wish we had more downtime like we used to have on those Sundays. Now everything's at a fever pitch, and I worry about this generation, the younger generation, because they, all they've ever known has been stimulus. All they've ever known is when you go see the promo for a movie now, every shot that they use in the movie runs only 0.3 seconds.
Hmm.
0.3 seconds. They cram all that information in. And so, and I'm thinking, and people wonder why the attention span for the kids is so low.
Well, they just don't have that free time to go out in the backyard and dig up for a worm or look up on the tree and kind of watch
or see the stars at night.
Watch a squirrel for 30 or 40 minutes kind of jump from limb to limb.
Catch pigeons.
That's right. Just do nothing else, and your state of mind is more calm, and I think you're more introspective. I think life's more, but I'm sure there'll be a lot of six-year-olds if I say, let's go out and watch the squirrels for an hour.
No, their word will be, I'm bored.
That's right. Exactly right. That's exactly what will happen. You know that, and I know that. So, in any event, now that we've solved all the leisurely time problems and pointed out what's wrong with America today.
All we had to do back then was buy an antenna. And, of course, now you get cable, and the cables cost you $100 to $300 a month.
And you can't choose what. And out of all that, so you get 150 channels. How many do you watch, Leo? Do you
one at a time?
But I'm saying. But even if over a week's time, I might go seven or eight channels. And so why can't I select the channels I want and pay for the channels I want? And I hope we're coming to that. I hope that's the wave of the future where you can say, okay, I'm going to pick exact. And I think you can. You're going to be able to do that off the Internet. You're going to be able to have more options off of so many Internet choices where you can pick, you know, I want a couple of movie channels and a sports channel and the local news.
Right.
That's all I care about. I don't see anything else. So hopefully we're coming to that. Hopefully we're coming to that.
I think we're probably coming to that pretty quickly because I think all the cable companies have been wrangling with that scenario for a number of years now. Now it's coming down to the, you know, who's going to do it first.
Well, Internet has changed our lives in so many ways, and that's one of it. So Jim Brown here with Leo Honeycutt. Leo's got a great website, by the way, at leohoneycutt.net. He is a prolific author who has written so many great bestsellers. Hope you'll go to his website and see them all there.
And I got a number of emails, too, from last week. We were talking about the Affordable Care Act, and so I'll have some new information on that later.
Okay, good. We'll catch up on that. Our website is radiocommonsense.com. We're going to have a lot of fun on our website. Sign up for regular newsletters and see who we're going to have on the show. Hey, freshen up your coffee, and we'll come right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, licensed, tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is
regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor, Michael King, today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, it looks like the Trump administration is saying, let's just put health care on the back burner. It was going to be the first thing they did on day one was to abolish Obamacare. And now it's kind of an afterthought. I don't know if they've completely given up or what's happened. But we continue to talk about this because this is personal. Mm-hmm. It affects every single one of us in so many ways. And we want to keep getting different perspectives on what we should be doing on the health care debates. Ken Abramowitz is not only nationally and internationally known for his analytical expertise in the healthcare industry, but he's a speaker and he's an expert in national security, and he is an investment banker, been very successful on Wall Street. Got a pretty good perspective in this whole thing, and we want to get his views a little bit. Hey, Ken, glad you joined us in the Common Sense Show today.
Sure, happy to be here and talking about common sense.
Well, we're trying to make some, Ken, and I was telling our listeners this whole Health Care Act is confusing. The whole focus is difficult to get your hands around. It's going to be so easy to abolish it. The House of Representatives must have abolished Obamacare on 55 different occasions, and now they've had no plan come up. But I guess let me give you my thoughts, because you look at it from a numbers game. You're a Wall Street investor and analytical mind in terms of the economy. I just don't know if you're ever really going to do a lot to get health care costs down. New medical technology is making us living a lot longer, but we don't particularly live healthier. And so as a consequence, new medicines come on the market that are very, very expensive. I've got a little cholesterol problem I kind of deal with, and I take my Crestor and that kind of thing. I see there's a new shot you can get. You're supposed to take it four times a year. It costs $14,600 a shot. And look, I'd like to live long and live healthy, but, you know, how many people can afford, $60,000 a year for shots? So you've got all this new technology coming on the market. Are we really ever going to get health care costs down, do you think?
Well, there's a joke we have on Wall Street: the cure for high prices is high prices. So just keep taking the prices up, and that forces change. Not that people like change, but they just plain run out of money. So think of it this way. If our collective incomes grow, depending on the year or the decade, 0, 1, or 2% a year, and healthcare costs grow 4 or 5 or 6% a year, you can see there's a mismatch, that every year fewer and fewer people can afford to pay their health premium. Now, from the individual's point of view, we're all subsidized, whether we're on Medicare, Medicaid, or with our employers. The people who aren't subsidized are the individuals who are not working for an employer that provides health insurance, and that's about 10% of us. So we have different problems for different segments of the population, but in general, the key issue is healthcare costs grow faster than the economy and faster than income and faster than government income. And it just every year just puts more pressure on the payers.
Now, what does that do to the overall economy? Let me put this point to you, which I thought was kind of interesting that a lot of people don't ever talk about. There are, you know, billions and billions of dollars going into the healthcare industry, but it's not like that's going down a rat hole or anything like that. When I pay for an operation, then there are nurses that are being paid, the doctors are being paid, equipment being used, drugs that are being purchased, sales taxes and various taxes are being paid on all of those services that I'm getting. So if we're significantly higher than the rest of the country, the government is also profiting in terms of the income off all those services. Would you agree?
Yes, I agree 100%. And there's some you hit some of the key issues. There's a few other issues I can add to you. For example, take expensive drugs. People say, "Oh, it's so expensive." But some scientists and a group of scientists worked on that drug for 5, 10, 15, maybe even 20 years out of academia to get that drug onto the market. So you have all the employment and taxes paid by all those scientists who worked on that drug for, which is, say, 15 years. When the products get sold onto the marketplace, you have all the production people that are hired, the sales and marketing people that are hired. And, of course, they pay taxes, too. And then you have the companies go public, and there's a public stock, and the public invests, and they make money, and they pay taxes, too. So it's part of a very, very healthy situation overall that we spend 18% of our GDP on health care. It is good for the economy, good for the people, good for everybody. And by the way, we also live longer and we live better than our parents, who live better than their parents and so forth. So I'm very proud of the healthcare industry. Just the consequence of all of this is someone gets stuck paying the bill and they complain.
Yeah, middle America is paying so much more of their disposable income and not seeing any growth, and so that's the problem, and how you sell it. And some people seem to think, and Donald Trump made reference to this during the campaign, that maybe a single payer system where you take, or maybe you don't go completely, but you drop Medicare from 65 down to say 50, and you open up a little bit more of the Medicaid requirements to where it's easier to get Medicaid, and all of a sudden you pick up another 15-20% of the population. As someone viewing it from on economic terms, you think that makes sense or not?
Well, there's two ways to look at the problem. One, what you were describing is what roughly half the population would think is reasonable. In other words, let the government take more responsibility and provide more subsidies for more people. That sounds satisfying from the individual point of view, but from the collective point of view, who's paying that money? Who's giving the government the money to provide that extra service? And the point is, nobody wants to provide that extra money to the government, so therefore the government doesn't raise taxes, and therefore the budget deficits grow, and therefore, in effect, the children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren pay for our health care bill. So I call it intergenerational theft. When you ask the government to do more and more and more, and then the government doesn't have the resources, and then it either borrows the money or prints the money, I call that intergenerational theft, because the next generation will get stuck holding the bag. But half the people would agree with that, by the way, in every society, not just American issue. And then the other half of the people would say, no, let's give the individual more responsibility. They're the ones who want to live forever. They're the ones who want to have a higher quality of life. It's their life. It's their responsibility. Let's let them pay more. And now, of course, then people say, well, wait a minute, I don't have the money for that. So we're always going to have subsidies, but the way to do it is basically have, over time, everybody having catastrophic health insurance, which costs much less than regular health insurance, and then have health savings accounts with the differential, and let people pay for their own small bills. By that I mean $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a year, and have the insurance industry pay for the big bills, let's just say over $5,000 a year. That's the alternative way to do it, and that's what I would prefer.
Well, now, you're in touch with a cross-section of senators and congressmen and other public officials. Make your projections. Do you honestly think we'll be much different than we are today, let's say 5 years from now? Congress has been talking about this under the Republicans for all this time. Nothing's changed. Is it really going to change over the next 4 or 5 years? What's your best guesstimate? And Ken, let me could I stop you right there? We've got to take a pause, and I want to come on back. Just let us just pay the bills here a little bit. Ken Abramowitz is my guest. He's a nationally, internationally known speaker. He's a Wall Street guru, running large hedge funds up on Wall Street. Great guy as a source of information. When I come back, I've got a whole list of more questions for Ken. Our website is radiocommonsense.com. Freshen up your coffee. We'll come on right back in our final segment.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, we had a Gladly show today. Go Tar Heels tomorrow night. I'm an old Tar Heel basketball fan. Ken, you care about basketball at all or not? Ken, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
You a basketball fan at all or not?
Yeah, sure, sure.
You know, I'm a big Tar Heel fan. You know, I was Dean Smith's first recruit at the University of North Carolina, true story, and I'm pulling for the Tar Heels to win the national championship tomorrow night. And then I watch up your way. I go to some games occasionally. I watch the Knicks occasionally up there in Madison Square Garden. And so in any event, this is getting into the finals of all the basketball season. Ken Abramowitz is my guest. He's an investment banker. He is a national known speaker, and he's an analytical expertise in healthcare. And that's what we're talking about here right now. In term, but Ken, I think I was asking you before the break, what's it going to be like if you had to project 5, 6, 7 years from now? You think any progress will be made? We're just seems like we're starting a discussion. The Republicans, by and large, just abolish, abolish, abolish. There was no alternative on the floor. Isn't it going to take some time, something this complicated, to come up with some kind of a new plan, if at all?
Yeah, if at all. I think you got the right words there, if at all. There's, in general, no great consensus among Republicans as to how to fix the various problems. And there's consensus among the Democrats, mainly give the government more responsibility. But the Republicans who want to give individuals more responsibility have no great consensus, and that's why the Republicans are having trouble. By the way, they only had 8 years or so, almost 8 years, to come up with a replacement for Obamacare, and they obviously weren't able to do it, and they're still having trouble doing it. And because there's so many conflicting tensions in terms of repealing and replacing Obamacare. And in other words, if you want to save the government a lot of money, that's easy. You stop providing subsidies for individuals. But then the individuals have a problem. And then if you want to give more subsidies to individuals so that more people get health insurance, that's wonderful, but then the government gets stuck paying the bill. So you can see there's no easy solution here. It's only a series of trade-offs. And the history of democracies and trade-offs is that it's easy to make trade-offs during a crisis. And right now I'd say we might have a political crisis for the Republicans, but there's not a health care crisis that the Republicans pressuring Republicans to come up with an answer.
I would agree with you on that. Now tell me about NG Capital. You're the founder and general partner of NG Capital. It's a worldwide healthcare venture fund. What are you trying to accomplish with the monies you raise to a healthcare venture fund?
Right. So I manage with my two partners a healthcare venture capital fund called NGN or New Global Network, NGN Capital. And we raise two funds, 250 and 180. And so we manage almost $450 million, and we invest in high-technology pharmaceuticals and high-technology medical devices. The typical company that we invest in has 20 employees, sometimes 50, sometimes 5, but I'm just saying on average 20 employees, loses about $10 million a year, because they're doing research on a new pharmaceutical or a new medical device. And they're going to continue to lose $10 million a year for 5 years, maybe 6, 7, or 8 years. So you can see we're talking about close to a $100 million investment that's going to be required to get this new drug or device onto the marketplace. We don't provide all that money. We have to have a syndicate of other investors, usually one or two or three other investors, and collectively we invest about $100 million. And over our history, 30 companies, in order to get those products to the marketplace, at which point they've been sold to a large company, Johnson & Johnson, just to pick a name out of the air, who then takes that product and actually markets it. So that when you're in a hospital, let's just say it'll say Johnson & Johnson, but a third of the time it was developed by venture capital-backed companies like
I understand.
Like well, the ones I'm involved with.
What kind of a payback do you get? I'm not trying to get into too much minutia, but I mean, you've invested $100 million. The product goes on the market. Hopefully it's a successful product. Then what kind of a payback do you get? Does it take you another 5 or 10 years to recoup your investment? Or is there a normal rule of thumb on that or not?
Well, I'll give you a rule of thumb, although in venture capital, nothing's normal. Everything's an unknown. It's the highest risk investment that anybody can make. And so usually one of three things happens. Roughly a third of the time, everything works well, and we sell the company for 3 or 4 or 5 times what we paid for it. So that's wonderful. A third of the time, I call that a rocket ship. A third of the time, we also invest in rocket ships, except the rocket ship goes into the ground, not into the air. And we get, in round numbers, zero back on our money. And then a third of the time, we invest a dollar, and good news and bad news happens, and 8 years later, we get our dollar back. So, as you can see, it's very, very risky and very difficult, but when it works out, a third of the time, it's very rewarding.
Well, if I invest, let's assume for the sake of argument, I've got $1 million, or let me say $100,000 to invest in your fund. Do you spread that across all of the investments, or do you say, no, Jim, your money is going to go in this particular project?
Yes. It's a portfolio. So every investor invests in the portfolio. In Fund 1, $250 million fund, we had 20 investments. In Fund 2, $180 million fund, we had roughly 10 investments. So every investor gets the portfolio, And therefore, when the good news and the bad news and offset each other, and they get the results of whatever the good news minus bad news produces.
Ken, you know, this radio show is probably a must-listen to for multimillionaires throughout the country. Someone wants to contact you. Does NGN Capital have a website, or just in case somebody had a question or just wanted to follow up, how can they do so?
Yeah, sure. Anyone's welcome to talk to me either about investing in healthcare or just policy issues in healthcare. I'm always happy to chat. And we have a website, ngncapital.com, all one word. Again, New Global Network, and then the word capital, but it's the official website is ngncapital.com.
And I'll put that up on our website for listeners who they want to check out to RadioCommonSense.com. Ken, I know you've got a great deal of knowledge and information about the UN and Islamic issues, and I wish we had time to talk about it. We'd like to get you to come on here in another few weeks and talk about some of these other issues if we can.
Sure.
In the meantime, hope you have a great weekend, and thanks for spending some time on the show with us. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Sure, happy to chat, and I should also mention I have a website for public service called SaveTheWest.com to save Western civilization, SaveTheWest.com, and anytime you want to talk about that, I'm happy to do that too.
SaveTheWest.com, I've got it down. We will definitely be back in touch.
Okay.
Take care, we'll hopefully talk to you soon.
Sure, pleasure talking.
Okay, interesting guy. He wants to save the West, involved in health care, and lucid with members of Congress. And so interesting guy. We need to have him back, Leo. He's a great guest there for us.
Well, being lucid with members of Congress is a hurdle by itself.
That's the truth. Well, that's the truth. You know, you can, and I'll tell you what, these Republicans have been going around for 8 years, oh, we're going to abolish Obamacare, and we're going to give you something better, and now we're months in and not a thing's been done. Nothing's going to happen. Leo,
you
could take the Republicans and the Democrats and put them in a sack, particularly on this issue like health care, shake them up, and then reach in blindly and pull one out. It wouldn't make any difference who you pull out. They all talk in circles and all these platitudes, and we don't get any substance. The American voter takes it on the chin. The American voter certainly takes it on the chin. So it's just so disgusting, and yet the way the financial system works, it blocks out any legitimate third-party effort to come in, so we're stuck with both parties. So I'll tell you what, my mantra is, in the fall, fire them all. The election comes around, fire them all. Just, you can't do any worse. They did a poll, and a lot of people think you'd do better by going and picking every 20th name in the phone book to be your congressman versus electing a congressman.
But that's exactly what the founding fathers wanted, especially Thomas Jefferson. You know, that's Jackie and I were actually in Williamsburg on Election Day. And when you go back and look at the genesis of this country, that's exactly what he wanted.
Well, we haven't gotten it, so
no.
We've got to go back to square one.
No. He preached against career politicians.
Well, there's a lot of truth in that, a whole subject for another day. Hey, we are out of time. Leo Honeycutt's my sidekick here, leohoneycutt.net. Leo's going to be running the show next week. He's going to be driving the stagecoach. I'm going to be over in Houston, Texas, and I'll tell you about it next week. Our website is radiocommonsense.com. Have a great week. Talk to you soon. Take care.
And go Tar Heels.
We'll see.
All right.
Common Sense. Right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it. Don't know how. Don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.